Oh, you'd think we'd get the correct time once in a while, but of course not. Besides, you don't need to know the correct time because you already know it now, don't you? Yes, you do. It is 1930 UTC, and this is the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm a tea-drinking fool. And if you have headphones on right now, you can probably hear my cat in the background. Can you hear that? Nyang! Row! Oh, it's a poor baby who's still stuck in kitty pee prison. But before we get into that, we have to go to the numbers. Everybody wants some numbers. So, tell us the numbers for today, numbers lady. I just gotta know what the numbers are.
The numbers are 852, number 854, number 868, number 874, number 914. Thank you.
Oh, you are very welcome, numbers lady. I'm glad I could provide that service for you. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, I guess it's time to go to the kitty pee prison for our daily kitty pee prison visit during the Dubious Goals Committee. Because, yeah, regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee are very familiar with the usual routine. You know, I get up, I eat breakfast, and then it's time for Dubious Goals Committee. And Dubious Goals Committee usually starts off with some kind of introduction, and by that time my cat can hear me, and then shows up and expects me to do kitty business and pet her for the next half hour as we sit here and do Dubious Goals. That can't happen. Because even though my cat is getting better, she's in much better spirits, and etc. I am keeping her still in the kitty pee prison when I can't, you know, watch her. I'm thinking today, or maybe later tonight, since she's been so good, I might let her out. But I want to keep her downstairs. I want to keep her in the main room there so I can keep an eye on her, so I can make sure she's not, you know, trying to pee on my guitars or anything critical like that. So let's go to the kitty pee prison right now. Visiting hours are now. Visiting hours at kitty pee prison begin at 1933 UTC. So I'm approaching the door. Oh, I can hear a baby in there. What are you doing? You just hanging out? Okay, come on, let's go in. No, you stay in here. Stay in here. Hi, Pippa. Oh, who's a good baby? Hi, good morning. Oh, look how fluffy you are, but yeah, you're also covered in pee. Oh, boy. Oh, Pippa, we're going to have to take a bath soon. You know that, don't you? Like, in a couple of days, somebody's going to get a kitty butt bath because, you got tinkle bottom. Yes, you do. And that's okay. I think you're feeling a lot better because, listen to you. You're talking a lot and you're doing stuff. You're active. You're walking around rubbing your face on stuff and owning it. Yeah, you better pwn that door. You better rub your face on it. Now it's pwned. All right, so I'm going to check around on the floor here to see if we have any puddles of kitty leakage. And no, it seems like all seals remain intact. My cat does not seem to be leaking anywhere. I'm walking around double-checking in the corners here. What about over here? I can't tell. I think we're good.
Hey, who's been a good baby? You're such a good kitty. You're getting better? Are you starting to feel better?
Yeah, you're a good baby. All right, so the cat seems to be doing better. This is good news. And now I have to tell the cat the information she does not want to hear.
Okay, you're a good baby, but guess what? You have to take some more medicine here in a little bit. You're going to have to take that yucky medicine that you don't like. Because kitties don't like it, but it's making you better, isn't it? Yeah.
This is good news. Now, here's where it gets tricky. Basically, I escape out the back door of the Kitty P prison cell, which leads directly into my office. So now, we can grab some of this stuff and bring it back into the other room. Pretty much just walking around in a circle right now, because we can. And my cat knows I'm up to stuff, and so now she's yanging it up again in the Kitty P prison. Meow, meow, let me out of here. Meow, meow, meow. Man, I gotta tell you, I'm not having the greatest sinus day either. My sinuses are really nutty today. But that's okay, I imagine I'll survive somehow. Probably with the aid of a lot of tea. Oh, it's so good. Delicious. So anyway, I'm having kind of a bizarre start to the day. Yeah, it all started out kind of normal. Get up. You know, start doing stuff. Eat some food. Make some tea. And where's my football? There is no football on today. Well, it's not that there isn't any on. It's just that the Premier League game, the second Premier League game, was called because of weather. That's pretty rare. To have a football game canceled because of weather, you have to have some pretty bad weather. I mean, life-threatening weather. So now I'm thinking, what the hell, what the hell, what the hell? And are we going to be able to see the late game? So I got to check the other channels, and yeah, no. We got hockey on the late channel, so there's no late game today. And today's medium midday game got... got snowed out or something. I don't even know what the weather condition was. I don't think it snows in England all that much. Or if it does, you know, it's not like here where it snows, you know, for 6 or 7 days and you're under 8 feet of snow for the next 3 months. When it snows in England, I'm sort of under the impression that, yay, it snows and everybody goes, oh, what lovely snow. And then it all melts and continues raining for a few more months. But then again, I'm not a weatherman. What do I know? I am not a meteorologist, nor do I play one on TV. So the long and the short of it is, I got no football to watch immediately. Is there Bundesliga today? Yeah, here I am checking the Spanish language channels. No, they're on Premier League too. Yeah, no. Yeah, they're also showing this weird documentary. Yeah, so instead of showing the game, the sports channel is showing the documentary about City winning a couple years ago, and it's like, no, I don't. Yeah, I'm not, I don't really. So here we are, and I need to check channel 222. And I'm scrolling up, and I'm scrolling up, and I'm scrolling up. Bundesliga. Ha ha ha. Here we go. It's Munich versus Leipzig. No, Leipzig. E-I in German is I. So that's Leipzig. Bayern München versus Leipzig. RB Leipzig, and I hate Leipzig so much. Just like everybody else should. And everybody's walking out the field. So I guess it's halftime. I'll watch this one later. I'm not overly concerned. I am not overly concerned. All I want is for Leipzig to lose. That is my main concern here. So anyway, I'm sitting here. I got a little thing in my back, so I'm twisting and turning, trying to get some stretch on. I would almost think about going outside today. It's a little colder than it was yesterday, though. It's just above freezing. And it's also very, very windy. We're under wind advisory. I didn't even know that was a thing. You know, I can understand wind advisories for, you know, places where there's lots of wind craft, sailboats, things that need to, beware of the wind. Why do I need to know that when I live in a house and not in a sailboat? No idea. Wind warning, wind warning, wind warning. Be afraid. Have some fear. Stay tuned to this weather channel all day and pay attention so we can charge advertisers more because our ratings are higher. Fear makes money. Fear is a very profitable business to be in. And what am I doing? Why am I watching this car race? This is not a car race that I even want to be watching. Why did I stop the channels here? I don't know. I do not know. Oh, let's see. What happened last night? Okay, last night, the Sydney Sixers beat the Stars to win the BBL 9, the Big Bash League 9, the 9th Big Bash League. And they won the championship. The Sixers. Yes, the Sydney Sixers. You know, the team that has the number 6 as its mascot. You heard me correctly. Oh, what should our team name be? And what could we have as a mascot? We could have a costume made and we could have somebody dress up as in a mascot costume, just like in all the other big professional leagues of sports all around the world. Okay, so what should we call our team? Let's not be smart and call it any kind of indigenous animal to Australia. You know, there's a lot of animal teams out there. You know, you got the Bears, you got the Tigers, you got the Cubs, you got the Hawks, you got the Seahawks, you got the Bucks, you got the Foxes, you got the Lions, you got the Springboks. Yes, that's an actual team. The South African National Rugby Union team is the Springboks, sometimes just known as the Box, which I love. The Box. Go Box. It's so funny. So my point is there's a lot of animal teams out there. You can find, come on, we've got the Mighty Ducks, for God's sakes. There's animal teams out there. So you would think in Australia. Oh, Australia, you know, that funny little land down under where they have the most interesting animals in the world, such as, but not limited to, kangaroos, wallabies, koalas, platypus, spiny echidna, etc., etc., dingo, etc., 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 okay? You got a lot of cool animals in Australia that aren't found anywhere else. So these might make good team names because you're not going to confuse these lions or these wolves or these bulldogs with any other team. Yeah, you know how many teams there are named the Bulldogs or the Tigers? Oh my God. Right, so here's an opportunity to have a unique animal sports team name recognizable by anybody, and nobody else can really duplicate it. So do they name their team the Spiny Echidnas? Yeah, we're the Sydney Spiny Echidnas. We're the Sydney Wallabies. We're the Kangaroos. We're the this. We're the that. We're the other thing too. No. Because some guy sitting behind a marketing desk in some idiot place who doesn't know anything about sports or anything. Oh, I got a good name for a team. I just learned about cricket. And the best offensive play you can make in cricket is to hit a ball over the fence, and they call it a sixer. And so we should name the team the Sixers, the Sydney Sixers. Get it? Because it has alliteration. Sydney starts with S, and Sixers starts with S. And they kind of sound the same. Sydney Sixers, Sydney Sixers. Isn't that a great idea? Yeah, that's a great idea. Not. Let me explain to you why. Do we have this in any other sport? Let's take some American sports. Okay, let's take the sport baseball, since it's kind of related to cricket. Now, the best thing you can do in baseball is to hit a home run. Are there any baseball teams anywhere in the world called the Home Runs? No. No, 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 no. No. And there's certainly not any looking for alliteration. So there's no Honolulu Home Runs. The Houston Home Runs. The New York Home Runners. You know, that's not a thing. Well, that's because the greatest thing you can do in baseball is to hit a grand slam. A grand slam is a home run that scores 4 runs, so it really should be the grand... Right, my point exactly. There's no team called the Grand Slams either. And there could be plenty of these. Like the town of Grand Rapids could have a team called the Grand Slams. The Grand Rapids Grand Slams. Does that exist? No, it doesn't. Let's go to American football. The best thing you can do is score a touchdown. Are there any teams called the Touchdowns? No, the Texas Touchdowns don't exist. The Toronto Touchdowns don't exist. Okay, let's go to hockey. Let's go to basketball. Okay, a field goal. Are there any basketball teams called the Baskets or the Three-Pointers? The highest scoring thing you can do in basketball is basically a three-pointer. Yeah, you could three-pointer and get fouled, and so you get bonus points off of it. But no, there's still no teams called the Three-Pointers. There's no basketball team called the Three-Pointers anywhere on this planet. Okay, hockey. Hockey, soccer, football, all games with balls and nets where the ball has to go into the net to score a goal, and that they're just called goals. No, there are no teams called the Goals. All right, where are the Goals? Oh, who's the champion this year? Oh, the Goals. So this doesn't exist in any other sport, and they thought it would be a good idea to name their cricket team the Sixers. Okay. Fine, maybe we didn't have some very creative people. Maybe they were helping out some kind of charity case. Maybe they ran a contest. Maybe they said, okay, maybe it was a radio contest or famous radio station in Australia. In Sydney, Australia said, okay, you're listening to Sydney Radio on 93 FM. And we're having a big contest. The 93rd caller... we'll name our new cricket team. So the 93rd caller is a, you know, 5-year-old child who says, Sydney Sixers. Calls up the radio guys and says, Sydney Sixers. And so, yeah, then they have to name the team the Sixers. Okay, fine. Maybe logic did not prevail. That's okay. Logic rarely prevails on this insane planet that we live on. So... the Sydney Sixers are sitting around going, you know, the management sitting around, yeah, okay, we got this great team now, what's called the Sydney Sixers. We need to have a mascot. We need to have a mascot, and we need to have a mascot suit made so we can have our mascot running around working up the crowd. Okay, so what's our mascot going to be? Well, you know, when you have a team called the Bulldogs, the mascot is usually... a bulldog. And when you have a team called the Tigers, the mascot is usually a tiger. Yeah. Should I be talking about this? I mean, I'm from Nebraska. Our mascot is a Cornhusker. If you don't know what a Cornhusker is, I can't help you. It's a person who husks corn. I mean, come on. Duh. Cornhusker. Oh my God, why is sports too difficult even for dumb sports people? I do not understand it. So they're sitting around the conference table. What's our mascot going to be? Well, we're called the Sixers, so our mascot should be a Sixer. Yeah, what's a Sixer? Oh, it's when you knock the ball over the rope. It's when you hit the... Yeah, okay, how are you going to represent the act of hitting the ball over a rope, over the boundary, and hence scoring 6 points? How are you going to represent that as a costume that a person can get into? Well, we can't, because that's pretty abstract. That's a verb. We need a noun. Oh, I'm glad you know what a noun is. Okay, so if you nounify Sixer, what do you get? We get the number 6. Oh, that'll be easy. We just make a big number 6, and we put legs on it and put some arms on it, and so then the person can get in the 6 costume and walk... Does that sound like an idiotic idea to you? Does that sound like the stupidest idea you've ever heard? Yeah, me too. But that's what they decided to do. Yes, I kid you not. The mascot for the Sydney Sixers is just a pink number 6 with arms and legs, and it walks around. It makes no damn sense whatsoever, but this is also Australia, where they do have crazy stuff that doesn't make any sense whatsoever, such as the platypus, such as the spiny echidna, such as wombats. Oh, I may have snapped. I mean, this isn't just me, right? This has got to sound crazy to somebody else, right? That darn Keat. I can't be the only person who thinks there's something vaguely wrong with this. I mean, am I that big of a fan of mascots and costumes and stuff like that? Oh, Tobe, you used to work in a costume shop. Oh, that darned Keat. It just isn't how it works, people. The whole problem here is we get a slight rumbling, and then some acoustic type... What the hell's going on here?
Person at Pepsi Cola are with you.
I got fired by my boss, Pepsi.
We have to look great for Pepsi Cola.
I nailed Jesus to the cross, Pepsi.
Well, you gotta pay the price.
Powdered mashed potatoes in the cupboard for 3 years.
Alcoholic
husbands driving.
Okay.
Frantic wives to tears.
I can't sell you anything.
Wilderness. 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 He said, wilderness. 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 He said, the wilderness. Out of the wilderness. Out of the wilderness. Out of the wilderness. Out of the wilderness. Carve, he said, this nation. Carve 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 this nation. Out. Carve this nation. Out. Carve this nation. Out. Carve this nation. Out. Nation. Out. Bible, he said. The Bible. The Bible. Carve, he said. And the Bible. This Bible. Carve this out. Machine, he said. Machine. And the Bible. Submachine. Submachine gun. The Bible. And the submachine gun. Carve this nation. Brass knuckles. The submachine gun. And the Bible. Knives. Brass knuckles. And the submachine gun. Bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. Pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. Axe handles, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. Shotguns, axe handles, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. Carbine, shotguns, axe handles, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. America, he said. America on a gun built was built was built was built on a gun. America was built. The gun was built on a gun. It's good to see all of you there toting guns, he said. America was built on a gun. The gun and the Bible carved this nation out of the wilderness. Mayor Dukes, if you want our guns, come out and get them.
Yelmer and Wilgus sat in a slag heap, drinking and shooting the pistol at the little pools of fire winking at them in the darkness.
Bam, bam, bam.
Your bullet can't see red. You are the eyes, the mind, and the will of every bullet you fire. Reason enough to take great care. And reason enough to remember again that liquor always comes later, after the guns are cleaned and racked. That's the time to relax with a drink. The only time.
This is the wild side life, ain't it, Wilgus? Wilgus just grinned and opened him another beer.
Yeah, he did. Oh, my God. I wouldn't be laughing if it wasn't so true. So anyway, what are my plans for the rest of the day? Well, plan number one, drink some tea. Oh, very nice. Plan number two, I gotta eat some food at some point. I think I'm gonna stay indoors most of the day, unless the wind dies down. I don't have anywhere to go or anything to do, so I think maybe I'll just hang out in my house. And there was something I was going to do. Oh, I got to work on a couple of little dorky, not all that fun projects, but I got to get some stuff done and organized and out of the way so I can continue to do Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single damn day. At 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and oh, I think it's time for me to think about doing something other than...
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.